back to the whole topic podcast. Today we're going to answer another question. What is family name? We talked about tea time a couple weeks ago, and this one's another one. What is family night? What does it entail? What is it look like? Family night is another one of those things that we've done for years. We started it when we were back in Michigan, and every Friday night it has been extremely consistent for over 10 years. What do we do during family night? That varies, but it is a time where we will cook our best meal generally, unless we've had a very long day. Well, usually, like, that's when the pot roast will come out and the potatoes and all the fancy yummy stuff that you find on very fancy meals. We also generally will make a dessert to go through that night. So it's all set up. The whole tone is set up for taste, feel, touch, seeing, and all the senses. We do sometimes do family games. That being said, we have enjoyed going through old shows like Little House on the Prairie, or actually this week we're going to finish out the Anne of Green Gables, like the last one of the second sequel. We've done Dick Van Dyke, we've done Andy Griffith Show, When Calls the Heart. There's so many good, just wholesome shows that we just kind of have worked through together as a family. But it's when the whole week has been super hard, because we're always doing stuff. We live in a homestead, we can't not do stuff. But every one of us look forward to it. I don't know any of my kids, or myself included, that does not look forward to winding down and spending time together, eating a very yummy meal and a dessert, and then cleaning it up, and then getting in our snuggly night clothes and sitting down and doing something as a family. This year, I'm actually planning to get a karaoke machine because I have a bunch of little singers in my family. And we'll probably end up doing like a karaoke night once a month just because we all enjoy it. And who doesn't love being weird in front of their family? That being said, that's just another idea. You find things that your family loves doing and you do them. If you love board games, invest in more board games. If you love watching old shows together, watch old shows together. Just think, if you like going on walks, like we've done walks before, or going to a playground, or just think about what your family likes to do, and that's what, just invest in that. So ours is on Friday night, but yours doesn't have to be. I don't know what the dynamics of your family. No one else is the boss of your family except you. You are the one that knows the schedule of your family. So what I recommend doing is talking with your spouse, and see what works for you guys. See what works for your kids' schedule, for your schedule, and just be intentional about it. I remember a couple weeks ago, well, it was longer than a couple weeks ago. Everything feels like it's a couple weeks ago. I was talking to one of my kids, and I was like, something that's going to make me sad is when family nights, like, you guys won't be here for family nights when you get older and you get married and you have your own kids. He was like, you know what? I have an idea. How about this? How about once a month we'll come to mom's house and do family night together? That way, we can still be there because I still like family night. And, of course, I'm not going to mind that. But just the fact that they have come to love it and enjoy it that much says a lot. Like, the comfort of home, the comfort of just putting all the week aside and knowing that that family time is always focused. I also recommend, when you do set a time, if it's something that works for you guys, make sure that it's a time that's always reliable. That, like, we will tell people we aren't doing things with them unless we've all talked about it and agree, like, wholeheartedly, okay, this is definitely something we want to invest our time in. But family night doesn't change. Date night doesn't change. Tea time doesn't change. Like, those are all days. And yes, it takes three days out of the week for us. But the thing is like, at some point they're going to be gone and we won't have this. So it's important for us to protect those times now and always have that reliable. Okay, it's family night, or it's date night, or it's tea time. when you're dealing with, and I'm speaking from experience here, we've had a lot of ups and downs through the last few years, you know, remodeling a house, then selling it, and then building a house and being in a camper a couple different times. There's always these ups and downs in life, and we're not the only ones. I know every single person has ups and downs. So for me, we have found that it's really important to have a consistent something that all of us can come back to, that the kids know is just reliable, that we know is reliable, because it really helps you not feel the chaos as strongly as it could be sometimes in life. So every single time, every week, we always know, hey, like, hey, we have one more day till family night, or we have this to look forward on Sunday night, or so just being intentional. Like, I'm a huge proponent of, if you plan these things, be intentional about not letting other people come in and, you know, be like, oh, hey, can you come do this on X, Y, and Z? Unless the whole family like really agrees with it, just protect that for them. Like, be the one that protects that time slot for them. You only have a certain amount of time that you're going to be able to do this with your kids. And I know some that bothers people to hear sometimes, like, oh my gosh, like, we have longer than that. But to truly have them under your roof, in your care, during their childhood, there it's different. Like, once they're adults, you're not going to have the same responsibility that you do to them. Not that you're not going to care, you're not going to love them, but they're adults and they're going to want to be able to go out and make their own decisions, rightfully so, make their own decisions, and they're probably going to have families of their own at some point. So just keeping all that in mind, just protect it. If you make it, protect it, because the inconsistency I've seen, the inconsistency in a lot of people's parenting is what causes very chaotic children. And like, consistency is key no matter what. So if you decide to start something like this, be consistent with it and watch your kids. Your kids are gonna love that. We do have a rule that you can't really, if someone picks a movie or if someone picks something to watch, you have to give grace to them, and you have to realize that maybe it's not your favorite choice, but you will have a time to watch something or to pick the next time, or whatever it is, whether it be a game, or it doesn't matter what it is. If someone picks something, it's their turn to pick. Let them have their choice. Show up for them like you would want them to show up for you if you had a choice in it and were able to pick whatever the movie was or whatever game would be played that night. Just make sure you're showing up for them in the same way you would want to be showed up for, because you're not always, sometimes you do things with people because you love them, not because it's your favorite activity, your favorite thing to do. And that does save a lot of, I don't want to do that, or I didn't want to watch this one, or I didn't do this. Well, when it's your turn, you get to do it, but you still show up for each other. We still show up for each other, even if it's not our favorite thing in the world to do, or activity to do. So that being said, this is a very short podcast, but that's what family night is. It's, for us anyway, family night is planning a very special meal around the table. Candles, if at all possible. Just a very cozy time. And then a dessert and a family night movie or a game or whatever it is we decide to do that family night. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope in this year, 2025, that many people can really focus in on the relationships in their families with their children, with their husbands or wives or whoever you have in your home currently right now, your husband or your wife, that relationships would become more of a foundational priority, because the relationship that you create with your kids, with your spouse, those are ultimately going to affect your kids for the rest of their life. So that's going to end this episode, and we'll see you next time.